You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts for the show, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And fantasy football champion, Jonathan! Oh, yeah, buddy.
Talking about smack, because
I got two drafts today.
Yeah, the Happy Hour League draft is today. Tonight, hope y'all ready.
I'm ready. And I got another one in an hour and 5 minutes. So, yes, folks, I am going to be drafting live on this show and doing the show at the same time. That shows you just how confident and how I know I'm going to win. I got this.
That was going to be nuts. Of course, we got tons of NFL news for you. We will be continuing our division preview, headed out to the north side of things. Couple little tidbits with the NBA. Doubts of Melo winning a ring.
Oof.
You know, John Wall and Bradley Beal having some differences,
to say the least.
I know Spirit will probably have something to say about Mr. Kevin Durant.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling the Olympic team with therapy.
I got some words for him, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got our 5 minutes with Grandpa. Which should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Noise Awards, what the fuck moments, all of that for you.
All that good stuff.
Feedback as well. So make sure you're hitting us up. Let us know what you guys think. Comments, concerns, feedback. Just want to talk some sports with us. Reach out to us via email at thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Twitter at brotherslayman. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Reviews, iTunes and Stitcher, 5-star. And you can always get at us on our website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, just hit us up. Whatever you want to talk about, whatever your prerogative is, let us know and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla. All right. Let's jump into them feedback.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, we got a voicemail and an email.
Nice.
Actually, both from the homie Baylor the Great.
BTG, my sworn enemy. Sorry, sir. As of right now, I can't give you any advice anymore. You're the enemy now, sir.
Let's see what he got to say.
Brothers, layman, hoopla. My hoopla siblings, Spirit G Storm, Even Mama G, I need y'all to hear. I need y'all to hear this right here. I'm about to go on my quick little rant. I'm listening to ESPN 17. 17 and ESPN, like we all do. They brought up this upcoming season's MVP list, right? MVP candidates. Number 5, Anthony Davis. Number 4, KD. Number 3, Bron. Number 2, Westbrook. Number 1, light-skinned butter cookie, okay? So I get it. I have a couple of issues with this. Number one is, I don't feel like Steph. Now, I get it. We're going off of the season production. And Curry kind of did that. I get it. But if you put a nigga in like Anthony Davis, you pretty much going off of potential. Because potentially, I don't think this nigga's going to make it through the whole season. If I'm wrong, please correct me. I will always stand corrected, and I will own mine. But I haven't seen Anthony Davis play 82 games in one season. Okay, it's always been his shoulders, his knees, his neck, his back, my neck and my back. So if you're going off of potential, potentially Westbrook has a better chance than Curry. Bron always got a better chance than all them niggas. As much as I slander him, I know the real. You know what I'm saying? And then behind him, if you want to talk about KD, okay, of course he's a top small forward. I'm taking Kawhi Leonard over him. Now, y'all can keep, I'm not fooled anymore. I can't. KD has the talent. Yes, 6'11". I get it. Jumper is crazy. Moves is crazy. But that nigga is a mental case. He's soft up top. And if y'all don't see that yet, I really just don't get it. That's why he was so good with Westbrook. That was the yin and the yang.
Yep.
Westbrook is mentally disabled. KD was emotionally detached from, like, he just didn't get it, okay? He just didn't get it. Draymond is the heart and the engine of Golden State. Klay Thompson came out and said, wow, him and KD was on the same U.S. team. I'm not changing shit.
Mm-hmm.
If Curry is number one, how in the hell does KD even get in the top five? If Curry is number one, Klay said he's not changing up anything, and Draymond is the engine of that goddamn team. How in the hell are you considered a candidate and you just went to the Avengers? How? How, Sway? You ain't got the answers. You don't. So I don't feel like he should be in the top five at all. Anthony Davis shouldn't be in there at all. Anybody should be number one and number two, it should be out of Westbrook and it should be out of Braun. Anybody got a problem with that, you can contact my boss, who I'm currently beefing with, from the not so good state of Kentucky, great city of Louisville. Look, if any of you niggas got a problem with what I just said, meaning KD, Curry, Anthony Davis, y'all can send y'all slander to my email, at Baylor the Great, on Twitter, actually. And you can direct it to my boss at the Why Not Podcast. And if you want to send a gang of niggas after me, a clan, whatever you do, don't recruit anybody from Louisville or Kentucky. All soft. All soft. So that's it. That's my little rant. I don't agree with that list at all. I don't agree with that list at all. And I think it's very disrespectful to Kawhi Leonard. And I think it's really disrespectful to Bron and Westbrook, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Appreciate that, sir. For the list.
Well, you beefing with Teddy? Teddy, the most easygoing dude in the world. You got to push some major buttons, boy. Dang, Baylor. Nah, appreciate the email. I mean, for me, top five MVP candidates, yes, I would not have KD in there just because your production's going to drop considering where you're going.
Yeah. I may have him in, but he'd probably be five.
For me, because they don't seem to put, defense as a huge buffer for MVP, I would put James Harden in the top three. He got a coach now who fits exactly what James Harden does. We play no defense. I want you firing up shots in 7 seconds.
Yeah, and
Harden gonna have a ball in his hands all day.
I mean,
who he got to pass to? Like, he ain't got Dwight no more. So who is he really passing it to? Patrick Beverly?
I mean, he put up the Oscar Robin LeBron James esque numbers last season. It was like 27-7-7.
Well, just because they were horrible, that's right.
But
if they get in the playoffs again, I bet you he'll be up there.
Yeah, because he didn't.
Just because he gonna do everything again.
He didn't make the All-NBA team at all.
Number one is Westbrook. Get that Curry nonsense out of here. Westbrook.
Yeah, I get he's back to back MVP.
So was Steve Nash.
Yeah. Nigga didn't like his butt.
I mean, come on.
I expect Steph to be in the mix.
He'll be in the mix, but it's Westbrook number one. I'm actually
surprised Bron ain't number one.
I put Bron two behind Westbrook. That would be me, just because, again, LeBron is always... LeBron can win it every freaking year.
Westbrook, we're going to see.
Westbrook was putting up stupid MVP numbers, and now he can just increase it tenfold because Durant gone.
Kawhi,
Kawhi, I expect to be up there just because, Duncan's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, somebody's got to be able to take over. He's in his prime.
He finished third in voting last year. He's going to get better.
His contract is over with, so he ain't got to worry about that. All he's got to worry about is playing.
He may take more leadership. Yeah, Anthony Davis, It's all potential.
Yeah, that's a pure potential.
That's all potential. Because after this, like, people feel like he has MVP talent.
He had one great year. That's it. And then after that.
And the funny thing is, the year he went to the playoffs, only reason they went to the playoffs is because Oklahoma City was banged the hell up.
Yep.
And they still needed a last minute victory, you know, or an ole by the Spurs to let them in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
and they got in the playoffs. He can play like that.
I mean, you could also throw in Blake Griffin because Blake has been an MVP type candidate. We'll see. And he's having a bounce back season.
We'll see. He is in a contract year, so we'll see.
Yeah, we don't agree with that, but you know, ESPN's rankings.
I rarely agree with anything ESPN does. Shoot. Get the hell out of here.
All right, and then his email. Cap Boom IA. I support Cap on this one, fellas. We can't celebrate Ali for what he did, but slander this QB for his actions. Even if you dislike this man as a player, so let's bring down the hypocrisy fever down a bit. JJ Watt, number one on the ESPN top 100 players list.
Dude.
How, Sway?
Literally just read my mind when I said I don't agree with nothing for ESPN. How Von Miller, number five? Kick rocks.
I don't see how he ranked over Cam Newton, Antonio Brown, hell, even Brady. I understand JJ is a very charismatic person and very dominant at his position, but Cam led his team to the Super Bowl. Yes, with a dominant defense, but with late to no round wide receivers and average running backs. Tight end was stellar, but that's about it. Antonio Brown is probably the Swiss Army knife of the league. His all-purpose yards is worth him being ranked number one fantasy and really wide receiver the last 2 years.
Yep.
I love A-Rod as well, but he shouldn't have been in the top either. Speaking of Antonio Brown, how in the hell does Dez rank higher than A-B? Nobody has the answer to that Sway, and he damn sure not rank higher than him after the recent injury to Romo. Romo made a thin glass and whatever they made graham crackers with. USC and Alabama, even as a UCLA fan, I need them Trojans to cover that spread. Get it? Nah, seriously. I want USC to win, but if not, at least keep it under 14. And the only teams worth watching in the ACC is Clemson, UNC, and FSU. I look at the rest of the conference. Looks like a pile of shit to me. P.S., do you think John Wall will be considered an MVP candidate this upcoming season? Anybody? No? Raise your hand slowly. Nah, didn't think so.
Every chance he gets. Yeah. Every chance he gets.
Shots fired.
Eventually, we got to get on the mic with these cats from 35th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had talked about it. We had to reach out and make that happen. I know they're doing their, best player out of Louisville, not counting Muhammad Ali.
And early noise award to the homie LJ who proposed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Engaged man now. Shout out to your brother.
Yeah, Murph. I know he just had a son, I believe.
Congratulations. Excellent.
Yeah, man, make sure you check them fellas out.
Yeah.
Man. Especially if you're from the not-so-great state of Kentucky. You will enjoy it.
Shout out to those brothers.
Since you brought it up, we'll get into some of this. I necessarily don't have a problem with Cap did. He chose to want to make, you know, a statement. He said it's just for the preseason games. Everybody's like, is he going to sit down and every national anthem? Like, no. Felt like he just sitting down.
He just wanted to make a point and make a statement.
He wanted to say something.
He knew there was going to be backlash. Mm-hmm. He knew Cass was going to come at him.
Yeah, but if you're afraid of backlash of people saying, then don't say nothing.
But in all honesty, the backlash, especially some of the stuff I was seeing on Twitter, proved his point exactly. Mm-hmm. White folks was dropping the N-bomb all everywhere. Nigger this and nigger that. I was like, he's proving exactly the point. Mm-hmm. That's exactly the point he's proving. I know people were in hysteria like, oh my God, he's being so disrespectful to the military. Look, our father was in the army, was in the military, drafted. Mm-hmm. So I do have a profound respect for military men and the service they do. I do not believe in any way, shape, or form his message was dictated towards the military. I mean, I guess in the grand scheme of things, because it's the national anthem, I guess if you want to take it that way, you can. But if you are, you're missing the point. You're missing the entire point he's trying to make.
I mean, we're living in the military.
And we're in a country right now where, I mean, just look at this. And I tweeted out, Colin Kaepernick is getting bashed for being disrespectful, quote unquote. Yet Ryan Lochte was called a kid for disrespecting another country?
In that country.
In that country? During the Olympic Games? See, that just shows how ass backwards things are in America. Where this dude who's standing up, it's all in your face, people. You know, black African Americans have been getting killed by white folks. You know, unarmed, killed by police. You know, all kinds of stuff. For years, generations, you know. Today is the, I guess, Emmett Till's birthday.
Yeah, what is the, what did he say? I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid, leave, and getting away with murder. And, you know, of course, some people...
Oh, excuse me. This was the day he died. He was murdered.
I mean, look, he wanted to say something. He wanted to come out and just speak his mind.
Yep.
And there's no penalty for that. If you like, that's un-American. I'm like, well, America is part of the thing is you're allowed to speak your mind. Nobody said everybody's going to like what the hell you say. I get it, because I could understand talking to our mom. It sounded like our dad, he was very like, he probably would have been like, this probably wasn't the best place to do it. And for some people, I can understand that. Mm-hmm. If you like, I would have preferred you to do your protest not at the time of the national anthem. And I'm like, oh, okay. I get that.
Besides that.
Then I would be like, all right, when should he do it? When would you like him to do it?
And that was the thing. A lot of people were using that quote like this. It wasn't the right time for him to do it. And that's the rebuttal that most people were giving. Like, well, when is the right time? When is the proper time? Mm-hmm. And I think he did it in that specific moment because that was going to draw attention to it. Mm-hmm. Had he just did something, a lot of people they would just tune him out. Right. Whatever.
What's he going to do? Wear a t-shirt? Oh, yeah, he can't.
But you do something like that, mm-hmm. that offends, you know.
Right. And you know, especially people, with.
That's really going to bring some attention to it.
Cameras all the hell everywhere. Everybody's going to be like, wait a minute.
What's going on?
Colin Kaepernick sitting down.
And then it just creates a stir. So Gabby
Douglas ain't got her hand over her heart. Like, okay, Lord.
I mean, we it's we get it. And mm-hmm. But the funny thing is, and the ironic thing is, I have seen so many times where a national anthem is playing or people just walking inside or there's something, you know, patriotic. Aren't you supposed to remove your hat? Mm-hmm. I've seen so many times where the Pledge of Allegiance is being said, national anthem is playing, people still got hats on. Mm-hmm. That's disrespectful. Yeah, like, that's disrespectful to the military. So what the hell are y'all trying to say?
Why don't you take your hat off?
I'm serious. So I'm like, we can't be hypocritical here and be like, whoa, he's being disrespectful to the military. For those of y'all motherfuckers out there who are saying that and wearing your hats while stuff is playing, knock it off.
Yeah, the national anthem is not for or about the military.
Nope.
And yeah, he said he chose to do it, and he knew he was going to get some flack, and he was like, I wanted to go through it anyway to make a point.
It's supposed to be the land of the free.
Right. If you're trying to bring up something comfortable, when is the best place to do it? There is no best place.
It's in that kind of environment.
Yeah, there is no right time to talk about something that's wrong.
Yeah.
It's not.
I mean, it brought up conversation, and I know some of it was, you know, could get a little heated, but.
But this is what we, you know, you're starting to see now a lot more athletes trying, you know, desiring to speak up, say some stuff, get the conversation going. Mm-hmm. You know, people are like, how come he didn't do it beforehand? Like,
he's doing it now.
How come your ass wasn't mature at 5? I mean, like, you know, he chose to do it now.
Yeah.
Well, he should have been doing it 4 years ago, so you could bash on him 4 years ago.
And people who want to bring up how much money the man makes, that has nothing to do with it.
What does that mean?
That he got $100 million, and so he can't speak.
Oh yeah, like, so his money is going to.
What you mean oppressed? You got millions of dollars. Like yes, just because I was successful doesn't mean.
Oh, so you've never heard of DWB, right?
Come on,
only dude. Driving while black happens. In poor areas.
Let me see.
You know, drive your nice six-figure car into certain areas where there are not many of you at all, meaning black people, mm-hmm. and let's see if you don't get put. I mean, there are people who, there are football players, there are athletes who, if you've listened, they have said they've gotten pulled over. Look at Henry Louis Gates was at, they tried to arrest him like he breaking into his own damn house. Well, he got money. Oh, okay. Yes, if y'all saw green instead of everything else, that may be a lot helpful.
What happened to the tennis player?
Oh, yeah.
In New York.
Yeah.
Who got jumped by an undercover cop because he fit a suspect's...
He got money.
He fit the details. Exactly. He's paid. So what does that mean? You can
And this is why the discussion needs to be had.
Exactly.
Because you don't understand. And if you don't understand... Fine.
Then you don't.
Then that's okay. Maybe you wasn't
taught.
But
you need to learn.
Right. Then let's explain to you that it does happen.
God, sometimes you just...
Yeah, we don't like it happening.
No,
it does happen.
But sometimes you do wish the shoe was on the other foot. Just so you could get a glimpse and a taste of what it's like. So you can understand what we go through on a day-to-day basis. How hard it is. It's not easy. It's not... People just make it sound like it's easy. It's not easy being black. Especially a black male. It's hard. It's hard. It is hard. So, I mean, even for black women.
Yeah, they got it
to me, it's twice as hard for them because they're black and they're women.
Mm-hmm. They get it from everybody.
They get their double whammy. So, I mean, you know, it's really hard. Have some damn sensitivity and sympathy when all we want to do is just... All we want to do is speak. Mm-hmm. We can't speak without... You know, and then cats is bashing Leslie Jones. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, it's a lot of hate bubbling coming out.
It is. It really is.
But I was happy the industry had her back.
As they should have.
Right.
From Jump Street.
Mm-hmm. Because they know what's going to happen. They all targets.
Come on,
somebody
man.
Somebody picking on them to be a dick. Speaking of interesting stuff, yeah, that J.J. Watt number one on top 100 players. Somebody was like, wait, the first three are white?
Yeah, I saw that, and it was like, and I mean, to me, I didn't have much of an issue with that part of it, you know, because I mean, for the most part, normally it's gonna be quarterbacks, and majority of your quarterbacks are white, so that I didn't really have a big deal with. J.J. Watt number one, I was like, not over my boy who just got MVP of the Super Bowl, named Von Miller. No. I don't know if I can do that. I like J.J. I love J.J. Watt. I wish he was on my team. We really be killing cats, but
he's definitely like
he's
individual player.
He's up there.
I could put him at
he is up there.
Top five, but he is coming off hella injuries for one,
and still had a dominant season by the way.
And two, y'all, this league makes it that the most important damn position is the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
When people brag about how great J.J. Watt is, oh, but he's only on one side of the ball. Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, he can only do so much.
Right. If you got an elite player like that and his quarterback's butt.
Well, people are going to turn.
Why did he get that? Why he get so much money?
Well, look what Von Miller did. Von Miller single-handedly changed the Super Bowl. Like, whoa. Von Miller is a once in a lifetime type of player. You just don't find those guys.
Yeah, not single handedly.
No, but I mean, he didn't even do it by himself.
No.
He had DeMarcus Ware on that other side that they was worried about.
You
got Derek Ware up top, up front. You have Malik Jackson up front. You got Tlaib, T.J. Ward, Chris Harrison in the backfield.
Yeah, it's not just
it's
him
a team, bro. Because
right. They could double team him if it was just one guy. They'd just be like, well, we'll just double team.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't. Like, we double team him, Ware open. All right, we got time. Open. There's nobody open.
Nope.
What are you going to do? Too late. Sack.
It's a team sport. So, I mean, his other counterparts have to work in unison. He's been that dominant, but, you know, Jadeveon Clowney ain't never been healthy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really have a dominant defensive backfield. You know, Brian Cushing's always hurt. I mean, it's not his fault.
And, you know, I'm going to just put this out there. Look, I'm going to be straight up honest. If a white quarterback had the season.
Cam Newton had.
If Cam Newton's season was Aaron Rodgers' season, guess who'd be number one coming this season? Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, come on.
He's not even in your top three.
Yeah, that's a little.
Okay.
It's a little ridiculous.
I don't.
It is a little ridiculous. And I mean, I know Tom Brady is that good.
Right. Because if you don't damn say, okay, these are the top 100 players. If I'm building a team, who am I starting with? Not J.J. Watt?
Let me tell you something. I'm
and, not, and not a diss to J.J. Watt.
Look,
it's just
it's not.
And I know this league is built on one position first. If I can take a elite quarterback, I'm taking an elite quarterback.
And the thing is, too, like, I can't knock J.J. Watt and all these guys because it ain't their list. They didn't make the list. Somebody chose them, so that ain't his fault. But when it comes to, like, Tom Brady, I get where you're like, well, if I'm going to build a team, I need a quarterback. Right now, if you're to build a team, what quarterback are you taking? There's only two options, really, most people are going to say Aaron Rodgers or Cam Newton. Tom Brady is old now. I'm sorry. He, as good as he is, I'm not starting a team with Tom Brady because next year I got to get a replacement. If I'm starting a team, I need some youth. Cam Newton is the best young quarterback in the league right now. It should have been Andrew Luck. He got banged up and knocked around. He couldn't stay healthy. Aaron Rodgers is starting to get up there a little bit in age. He's creeping up there a little bit. Cam Newton is that guy.
Yeah,
he's that guy right now. He is also basically the showing you this is the new NFL. Cam Newton, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Tyrod Taylor, all three can move, all three can run. This is the new NFL.
Even Andrew Luck is mobile.
You need Blake Bortles can run. Yeah. You need dudes who can maneuver. There ain't no sit back. Tom Brady is an exception to the rule now.
And even defense, you need the Von Millers.
You need dudes who can get there in a second.
Right. You need dudes who can not only rush the passer, but also can do other things on the field.
They can stop the run. They can drop back in coverage. I mean, shit, J.J. Watt catches touchdowns, for God's sakes.
Right.
I mean, you need dudes to be very versatile. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, all these drop back, standstill quarterbacks, those are quarterbacks of the past now.
Yeah.
Now you want dudes who can at least move a little bit. Why? Because the defenses are faster, they're bigger, they're stronger. We need our quarterbacks to be bigger, faster, and stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how the way it goes. So, yeah, to have Cam Newton not even in the top three was freaking ridiculous. How you not have the MVP?
Yeah, but we know that all the time.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, we know Kobe Bryant loves ESPN lists.
Oh, yeah. Number 94. Dig it.
All right, man. But appreciate that, Baylor.
Hey, Baylor, much appreciated.
Good luck to you, sir.
Yeah. Oh, God. I got to keep watching the clock. I'm like, damn.
It's 105.
Yep. 40 minutes.
All right. Let's get into the moving on to the North.
All right. North.
You know what?
I'm playing some 3-6 Mafia now. North.
You know, we always start. Let's start with the NFC this
time.
Going in for last season, Minnesota Vikings took this division at 11-5, 5-1 in their division.
That's right. Loving it. Hey, shout out to Louisville, Teddy B. That's my boy, man. I'm hoping he takes another step this year and just keeps proving the doubters wrong. He can't throw.
Yep. Behind them, close 10-6 Green Bay Packers. Got pretty far, too.
I mean, you had no Jordy Nelson. I mean, I got to give Aaron Rodgers credit. You kind of look at the team he has, you're like, receiving-wise, minus Jordy Nelson, you were like,
yeah.
He made James Jones good. Like,
yeah. And they didn't bring him back.
Until, like, right before the season. So, I got to give Aaron Rodgers love. That boy good.
Yeah, he knows how to lift a team. Two Hail Marys. God, Lord have mercy.
Hey.
That was amazing.
It was.
And then from there, you got 7-9 Detroit Lions.
The underachieving team of the century.
Yep. And then their best weapon, Megatron. Oh. I'm going to miss Megatron this season, man.
I mean,
I can't wait to do the draft and be like,
there ain't no Calvin Johnson.
No Calvin Johnson on there? Shit. Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Like, number one. God damn. Yeah, he was another one. God, man, I wish I could have seen him play in the playoffs. That's the only thing I missed.
Yeah, he had his moments.
God, man, I wish he would play in the playoffs.
He just couldn't make the necessary plays. Yeah. You just need to see him more often.
Yeah.
And then ending it 6-10, Chicago Bears. They just 1-7 at home, 1-5 in the division.
Oof. Well, I guess we starting in Chi-Town.
Yeah, we starting in the Chi.
Shout out to First Take, who did a little podium thing in Chicago this past Friday.
Oh, that was the Undefeated. Oh, did they do one too?
They did one out there.
Yeah, I know Undefeated did one.
Rajon Rondo was on the show. Jabari Parker was on the show. Just talking about, you know, what's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just really the violence and everything that's been going on in Chicago. So
yeah, and then,
hopefully the Bears can have a good season to take away some of that attention and let's shine some goodness. But I
doubt. Yeah, and then prayers go out to D-Wade and his family losing his cousin over some stupid shit.
And fuck
that's
Donald,
what it is.
And fuck Donald Trump for that tweet. It's like, God damn, he's such a dick. Like, I'm sorry. But no.
No, he is. But besides that, so the Bears, you know, of course, what's Jay Cutler going to do?
Regress. I'm sorry, folks. Bears, you guys will not be 6-10 again. You're going to be worse.
Mm.
Just based off your preseason alone, God, it's going to be a long season. They have not looked in sync. They, you know. Let's not just mention y'all ain't got your best player that you've had for years, Matt Forte. He gone.
Yep.
What's
coming off injury? Alshon Jeffrey's
coming off. He's always hurt.
Yeah.
Then you got Kevin White.
We ain't seen him do anything.
Yeah, you ain't seen Kevin White do nothing yet.
Last season, Kevin White was big talk.
I'm like and again, folks, y'all took him before Amari Cooper. Stupid. You did a Raider-esque move when they took Jamarcus Russell over Calvin Johnson. That was Raider-esque. They picked the potential guy over the producer. The proven commodity. And then he went to the Raiders and balled. Like, God.
They took the dude with the higher upside. You felt like you weren't going to go wrong either way. But then he gets hurt and you're like, shit. So hopefully for him and the Bears, He
can stay healthy
and gets to play.
But again,
you can pick that high. I want to see what you can do.
But this is—he's still a rookie now.
Yeah,
he's still technically a rookie. So now you got to see what he's going to do. They ain't got no more. Martellus Bennett's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So who you really relying on? Zach Miller at tight end. Yeah. He ain't really been. He's not really healthy much.
Yeah. Jeremy Langford may be a positive.
Jeremy Langford seems to – he had a pretty good season last year. We'll see how he can handle being the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another question mark. You know, Adam Gase is gone, and Jay Cutler just had his best season under him. So now it's like another offensive coordinator, you know, another change. I like John Fox, so I think the defense will be respectable. But I just don't think offensively they're going to have enough firepower to do much of anything.
Mm.
I just don't.
And I'm sure they don't even look better on the defensive side. Not at all.
Like, I'm just trying to think of their defense. Like, who's on their defense? Eddie Goldman, I know, is a defensive tackle. They don't – linebackers.
Nobody whose name stands.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, old Antrell Rowe.
They haven't
– Goffler.
They haven't had that great defense since, you know, Brian Urlacher and Lance Briggs and, you know. I'm just saying. So, I mean, Tommy Harris, it's been a while since the Bears have just had that dominant defense that they're a lot of the times known for. So, I mean.
Yeah, no one would be surprised.
It's a rebuild now, folks. It's a rebuilding process.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you don't want to go 0-3 in preseason. You prefer not to go donut in the preseason.
They're not that good.
No.
They're just not that good. I'm just sorry. And there are teams who ain't have who got a preseason record. And that's not necessarily indicative of how they're going to play in the regular season. But looking at the Bears and from the highlights I have seen, it's going to be a long season.
Okay.
It ain't going to be good.
All right. And looking at their schedule this season, start things off at Houston.
Mm.
And then versus Philly, at Dallas, versus Detroit, at Indy, versus Jacksonville, at Green Bay, versus Minnesota. Got that bye. Come out at Tampa Bay, at New York, Tennessee, Frisco, then at Detroit, versus Green Bay, Washington, Minnesota. So they got it.
The sad thing is they don't have a bad schedule, but.
No, they don't.
They're just not that good.
Yeah, their division's tough.
Oh, yeah.
So that alone is going to be enough. And then you got everybody's favorite NFC East with all that drama.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not terrible.
It's not a bad schedule, but just they're just not that good of a team, so yeah. I can't expect them to do much.
Now, sorry.
See them being behind the eight ball and then good luck. All right, moving on. We got to them Detroit Lions. Same issue with quarterback. Is Matt Stafford going to step up?
Do you remember when Cam Newton and Matt Stafford were compared?
Yep.
Word.
I do remember
that. Are we still doing that, folks? Matt Stafford is whack. Matt Stafford is a smidge better than Jay Cutler. And Matt Stafford, similar to Jay Cutler, physically has all the tools. Mm-hmm. He got the arm. He got everything. Whatever case, the brother can't win. He had the best receiver in the world for a while, for a long while, and still couldn't do nothing with him. So I don't know what to tell you. And now, I mean, I like Marvin Jones. I like Golden Tate. Mm-hmm. They ain't Megatron.
No.
You taking a step back, losing him. Because now dudes ain't got a triple team anymore. They used to have to triple team Megatron. Come on.
Megatron, you throw up in
and
the air.
And he's still getting it. Like, you don't have one of those anymore. So that's going to be a little harder. I think Marvin Jones is going to be a pretty good player. But I see them taking a step back. We don't know about Amir Abdullah at running back. I don't know if they're going to go running back by committee or what they're going to do. Eric Ebron is still a question mark at tight end. We don't know. Their O-line is, yeah, it's okay. Defensively, I don't know. I like their defensive end, Ziggy Ansah. He gonna have to get paid after this season. DeAndre Levy, if he can stay healthy, is a very good linebacker.
Yeah, but they still got Haloti Ngata.
Yeah, they still got Haloti in the middle. Yeah. Yeah, their defensive backfield. I like Darius Slay. I just think he feel himself a little too much sometimes.
Sean Mathis, it's just, you know.
It's all right.
It's all right. It ain't.
It's not great. So I expect them probably be third and again in the division, 6-10-ish, 7-9, around the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't expect much of a difference.
Yeah, I don't.
If you putting up that with Megatron, I can't expect you to really do better without him.
Yeah, they're kind of disappointed. They start things off at the Colts versus Tennessee, at Green Bay, at Chicago. Versus Philly, versus Rams, versus Redskins. Then at Houston, at Minnesota, by week 10. Then you got Jacksonville, Minnesota, at New Orleans, versus Chicago. And then tough at New York, at the Giants, at Cowboys, and versus Green Bay to end it.
Mm.
With what?
It's not working.
Is it dead?
No.
Okay, well, I'll look at it when I get a break.
Nothing happens.
I help you when I get a moment. Like I said, theirs is.
It's they could surprise me just because their schedule is not that bad, but I don't expect it.
Yeah. They want to think like they could.
They could do well.
Start off all right. Green Bay will probably smack them. Yeah, they could actually be. Maybe 500 around that for the bye.
It could be.
That, yeah.
But I don't expect it. They're just one of them teams. I don't know.
Yeah, it's impressive. And we get into these Green Bay Packers. I think they picked to go to the Super Bowl again, as always.
Why?
Because you got an elite quarterback. And he's famous.
He hasn't done it. He hasn't been to the Super Bowl in like 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, what?
You got a ring now. That's all that matters.
Oh, he ain't black, right? Got it. No,
when you get a ring and you elite, then you always in the mix.
What about Russell Wilson? Seattle can't get there? Carolina?
Well, I expect both of them to be. I would put my money on both of them over the
Packers. I would, too.
I mean, Jordan Nelson's just coming back.
So we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what's up.
I think Randall Cobb will bounce back. I think he'll have a better season. Eddie Lacy, I think, is going to have a better season just because he ain't a contract year, so he want that money.
Yeah, because he's kind of, you know, ballooned and
He's been in shape this year. Okay. He looked good in the preseason. Okay. So he's one, if you looking for a fantasy running back, remember what I said. You look for dudes in a contract year. He's in a contract year, so he on his best behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Balling. I want that cash. We saw what Doug Martin did last year. I'm just saying. So, you know, look for Eddie Lacy in there. Richard Rodgers,
yeah,
I think they'd replace him with Jared Cook. I think.
Mm.
And if Jared Cook ends up starting, he could be a sleeper at tight end. Because he ain't never had a real competent quarterback to get him the ball as good as he's can be. So
yeah.
You got Devontae Adams. Yeah.
Yeah,
unproven. Right. Don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know what Aaron Rodgers they're gonna do. So
you know Aaron Rodgers needs to be picked, you know, first or second or third quarter, but whatever.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy. You know, he's gonna make the offense do his thing.
Defensively, they should be okay.
Yeah, they've always been okay.
Clay Matthews still gonna do his thing. They still got Julius Peppers. They still got laugh Clay a lot Dicks. In the background.
Yeah, Sam Shields. You expect some solid play out of them, but we know the team is.
It's like Aaron the same team every year. They don't never change none. It seems like they don't really add huge free agents or nothing like that. Which I mean, that's their formula. It's been working for them, but it's like, damn, ain't no real changes. But no, I still expect them to be great.
No, I expect them definitely compete for the division title for sure.
Absolutely,
that's gonna be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. And since the NFC North is so, their schedule seems so easy. How easy is Green Bay's schedule?
It start off at Jacksonville.
Win. See?
At Minnesota versus Detroit. Early by week four.
I hate that.
I hate the week four by.
Hate those.
And then you got versus Giants, versus Cowboys, versus Bears, at Falcons.
Who are they playing on Thanksgiving? Dallas.
Detroit. Y'all on Sunday not playing.
They ain't playing on Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Wow.
Because you know it's because it's Dallas and Detroit.
Oh, that's right. I thought Green Bay normally plays on Thanksgiving.
No, it's always been
Detroit. It's always Detroit?
Yeah. I didn't see what they're playing. Then they got versus Titans at Redskins, at Eagles versus Houston. Up, week 14 versus Seattle.
Ooh.
Circle that.
Nice.
Is that us to the afternoon game? And at Chicago versus Minnesota at Detroit. Very winnable schedule.
I expect them to have a great season.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Minnesota will be tough. That Seattle game is... They just like scheduling them. Like, we just going to make sure y'all play each other every damn year.
Every year. It's just certain teams.
Because
the games are so damn good.
Hail Marys and dramas and all that. The
games are that good.
Like, yeah, they got a real good chance of.
They go like 11-5, 10-6. Yeah. Well, the main one they just can't afford is if Aaron Rodgers get hurt. You can't have discount double check get hurt.
Oh, yeah. If he get hurt, then you're just like, well, wrap it up.
Yep, that's it.
Let's see. And then we get to the Minnesota Vikings. Coming off a strong season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is Teddy Bridge, what, third season?
Teddy B, yep.
Mm.
Season number three.
Where he takes to the next level. Curious to see what's going to happen with Stephon Diggs.
Balling.
Nice breakout season.
He's still like a sleeper in fantasy. I don't get it. I'm like, he's one of the starting receivers. He drops way down there. I'm like, that's fine. Whatever. I'll take him. Shit.
Now, of course, you got all day Adrian Peterson.
Well, I expect to still have a good year. I don't care if he is over 30. Balling.
He's going to produce.
Balling.
I want. Going to be effective. This team that gets it done, you still got Kyle Rudolph.
If he can stay healthy, he ain't never healthy. And then their O-line is all right.
Yeah, O-line's not bad.
Their defense is good, though.
That's what's helping them get to this
position.
That's
their bread and butter right there. That and Mike Zimmer, man. Still got Everson Griffin. You got who my boy? Sheldon. You got
Sharif
Floyd. Ballin'. You still got Anthony Barr.
Yeah.
UCLA. Let's go. I mean, that team is beasting still. Who they got at linebacker? They got Kendricks.
Eric Kendricks.
Yep, Eric Kendricks. Another UCLA product. Let's go, baby. You got Xavier Rhodes in the backfield. You still got Harrison Smith smashing. Let's go, man. I mean, their defense.
Yeah, their
defense is sick. So I expect them to still have another good season. I expect them to be in the playoff mix. Them and Green Bay, I expect them to fight for the division crown.
Oh, yeah, I think this is going to be a good one. Let's see. So for their schedule, start off at Green Bay at Tennessee versus Green Bay week two, at Carolina week three. Versus the Giants week four, versus Houston week five, and then got a bye week six. At Philly, at Chicago versus Detroit, at Washington versus Arizona,
yeah.
At Detroit versus Dallas, at Jacksonville versus Indy, at Green Bay versus Chicago. So
not bad
couple,
at all.
Yeah, they yeah. got a couple, you know. I having to play Green Bay and Carolina early in the season is a little tough. However, you know, if they can pull some, if they get them wins, you know, that's going to be a nice setup for them down the line.
I expect them to, yeah, fight with Detroit for that yeah. division crown.
Yeah, because after week six, really, after their bye, I'm going to say Arizona and then playing Green Bay week 16, is really, I think, their only real challenges. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right, so looking for these four teams, NFC North, what you think?
NFC North.
We know who's at the bottom.
We know. Who's like, I got Chicago and Detroit at the bottom, easily.
Who's last?
Chicago. For the top, though, that one's hard. I picked Minnesota to make the playoffs last year, too, so I'm like, ooh. But I expect Green Bay to win the division crown.
Okay.
They're about 11-5. I think Eddie Lacy's going to have a very good year. You know, knock on wood, Jordy Nelson can stay healthy. They still have a dynamic receiving core with him and Randall Cobb. So I think Green Bay will win it about 11-5-ish. I think Minnesota's going to be, like, right behind them, like 10-6, 9-7 maybe. And then Detroit, I expect them to be, like, 7-9. 8-8 at the best. Chicago 5-11. I don't know, 4-12.
Ew.
They're not gonna be that good.
Top five pick coming.
Yeah. Definitely. Quarterback.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Minnesota's just I'm gonna get in the air just because they're more balanced. Yeah, both them and Green Bay are
it's 10, gonna be close.
10-11 win teams. Gonna be a damn coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
Really, to see who wins the division out of these two, but I'll give Minnesota the slight edge. Detroit. Yeah, I think they'll drop down to 7-9, and now no Megatron. Yeah, you probably a game or two back.
Mm-hmm.
Bears. Yeah, 5-ish. Yeah, I don't expect better than 6-10 from them.
Oh no,
at all.
And I like John Fox, but yeah, there's just not enough talent on the team. That's all. And yeah. his fault.
He's got to keep rebuilding. You lost a lot of your defense.
You lost your vets on offense.
Yeah. I mean, unless, you know, Jay Cutler just wake the hell up and your wide receivers is healthy all of a sudden and your offense carrying your defense, maybe. But
and ain't Elshon Jeffrey playing on a franchise tag?
Yep.
I'm just saying. There's a lot of distractions.
All right, moving on to the AFC North, probably one of the most exciting divisions out there. Last year, once again, Cincinnati Bengals take it with a 12-4 record. Very impressive.
And did what in the playoffs? Shit.
The same thing.
As usual. God, man. I'm low-key with Stephen A. Smith. Like, how many times I like Marvin Lewis. I love the black guys as getting an opportunity, but how many damn times can you not win in the playoffs and keep your job?
Yeah. Every time we get to the playoffs like, with this team is,
I just hope we can win a game.
Like, that's it. I have it? Doubt. It's like regular season, y'all balling.
Then I have doubt and Andy Dalton.
That's why I'm like, for fantasy purposes, I will pick the Bengals for the regular season because they ball out in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs on.
Yeah, they, you know, have some beef with the Steelers, 10-6, you know, doing what their own thing with Le'Veon Bell. Martavis Bryant is done. He's out for what?
That's my wife's team. He's out for the season. Yeah. Le'Veon Bell out first three games. I mean, D'Angelo Williams ain't going to be bad for the first few games. He was good last year.
Pittsburgh is still solid.
Oh, yeah. And you got Mike Tomlin on them sidelines.
Trying to keep improving that defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it dropped the hell off. 5-11 Ravens last season.
That was just all injury.
Yeah. They
had like 20-some dudes on IR. It was bad.
It was like hurt after hurt. Hurt every week. It was like, oh, who's next?
God.
You know, and it keeps going.
I don't know what it is about Achilles and Baltimore. Like, Terrell Suggs tore his. Steve Smith tore his. Now Ben Watson tore his. Like, God damn.
And then at the bottom, 3-13, Cleveland
Browns.
Started from
the bottom, man. We stay in there.
Hey, so now they got a – and it didn't end well, but now you got offensive coordinator from the Bengals, Hugh Jackson, taking over.
Brother, getting a job.
See you later, Johnny Football.
Peace.
Yeah.
I told y'all. All y'all were number one pick. No siree. I was like, I wouldn't pick that fool before, like, third round. I wasn't touching Johnny Football.
1-7 on the road last year. 2-10 in your conference. Lord have mercy. And the AFC is not that dominant like that. So
Cleveland is whack, homie. Yeah. Nah, I mean.
Look, I mean, you're hoping.
You're hoping you get the rookie RG3.
Yeah, you're hoping he can change it. Like you said, new quarterback RG3.
He was sliding in the preseason. Mm-hmm. You were like, holy shit, he learned. You know, finally.
New offense, new home.
Same new story.
System, hopefully for him.
Same story.
I hope he plays better.
No, I think he'll play better. I mean,
honestly, I'm not expecting.
They have a very explosive, potentially explosive receiving core. We got Corey Coleman and Terrell Pryor and Josh Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Gordon did show that he's still beasting in that last preseason game. You were like, ooh, do I use my fantasy pick on you? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, we ain't never said Josh Norman lacked for talent. He lacks for competence, but not talent. The man can ball. It's just, can he keep his head on straight?
He's making the smart decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, running back situation, still a question. You still got Isaiah Crowell.
Boo.
Still got Duke Johnson.
Let Duke run. let him loose, please. Isaiah Crowell, we know what he was getting.
Yeah, you still got Gary Barnage just tied in. He was all right.
I know people is really high on him. I got to see it again because I'm like, for some, I don't know if he's an anomaly. I don't know, but most of the time, there's a reason you don't break out till you're 30. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and in all honesty, last year, who did they have to throw it to? I mean, honestly, let's just keep it real. Travis Benjamin? I mean,
nobody.
I got to see if it's going to continue.
Didn't they have, what's the name, Mr. Buss, who didn't get any damn time from
who, Dwayne
City?
Bowe?
Yeah.
Who got cut? I mean, he didn't even make the starting. Like, dude, you could have been easily the dude. Easily could have been the guy.
And he's one of them dudes like, man, when you got whatever big money you got from Kansas City,
I hope you saved it.
Act like a mother.
Jesus.
Put it away from a rainy day because it was storming for you the rest of your damn.
Jesus.
Hey, man.
But I mean, defensively, it's not looking good. I mean, they lost Carlos Dansby. Sean Gibson's gone, so I mean, you still got Joe Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
They picked Shelton, what is his name? Defensive tackle. In the middle. Shelton.
Oh,
whatever. Their defensive tackle. They still got him.
Come on, Danny Shelton?
Danny Shelton, there it is. They traded Barkevious Mingo. They were like, F it. we just giving up. Traded him to New England.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Which I thought, honestly, was a nice move for New England. He can be a replacement for Chandler Jones, kind of a similar build and everything. I thought that was a nice gift for Cleveland.
Yeah, they had to give up a 2017 fifth-round pick.
That's it?
For him.
A former top 10 pick? Hey,
yeah.
I would work that.
Yo, I read somewhere, I think, after this trade, that I think that their last 5 or 6 first-round picks are not even on the roster no more.
I think the last first-round pick is Joe Thomas?
Yeah.
Is Joe Thomas or Joe Hayden? One of the Joes is the last, first round pick that's probably still on the. Because they suck. And Joe Thomas almost got traded to the Broncos last year. I was so pissed when that trade didn't go through. I was like, God
you
damn
were
it.
Trying.
Oh, we could have solidified that left side. But it's all good. But I mean, Joe Thomas is still going to be one of the best tackles in the league. And I hate using the P word. They have potentially on offense to be pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, they're not going to be very good. But, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, because of their defense, they're going to be playing behind too many times. I don't know about RG3. There's just a lot of question marks with this team. So,
yeah. They
were going to be last again.
And look at their schedule. It's not terrible. Start off at Philly.
Sprinkle some of that Cavalier love on them.
Yeah. Versus Baltimore at Miami, at Washington versus New England, week 5.
Oh, God.
At Tennessee. Then you got week 7 at Cincinnati, week 8 versus the Jets.
Yeah,
tough. Week 10 versus Pittsburgh. Week 11. Week 12 versus the Giants on a bye for week 13. Man, that's long.
That's a long time.
Then you got Cincinnati coming out to bye at Buffalo versus San Diego at Steelers. So not terrible. It's just your division's tough to begin with. Jets ain't soft. Giants might be pretty good. Yeah. I expect improvement from last season.
Mm-hmm.
And that is about it.
Yeah. I pick fifth, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to kill this draft.
You getting ready?
Oh, I'm about to kill it. I'm still going. I'm still here.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going nowhere.
Moving on to the Baltimore Ravens.
Who I expect to probably battle for the number... Well, shit, I don't know now with my man getting hurt. But,
yeah.
I mean, I still expect them to still battle. I expect them to battle for the second spot, not the top.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you still have Flacco. I know they're going to be using more of a committee. Justin Forsett is solid. It's not like they're going to be mixing it
up. Solid.
Steve Smith Sr. decided to come back for another year.
Terrell Suggs is back.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Dumervil is back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they added Eric Weddle from San Diego.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got pieces.
Mm-hmm. We'll see if Kamara Aiken can do some more than what he did. Yeah.
He had a little something. See if Mike Wallace can have a bounce back. Maybe.
Yes.
I don't. They'll be battling for second. I mean, because Baltimore is tough, so I don't never discount Baltimore just because they a tough-ass team and they battled to the end. It was his injuries took his toll last year. I mean, I still expect Joe Flacco to have a pretty decent season. It's just weapon-wise. Everybody's old.
It's starting to happen. This is why we get scared of drafting.
You got a Breshad Perriman.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of similar to Kevin White in that he's – was picked in the first round, but it was hurt all year. So he's essentially a rookie. So we'll see what he can do. But yeah, I think they'll be third again. Sorry to say.
Yeah, unfortunately. Man.
I like Baltimore, but
I feel bad about Ben Watson torn Achilles on the first play of the damn preseason or of that preseason game. Like, oh, he's done for the season. It's frustrating. Yeah,
it is.
And I'm just like, you know what? If I am an above average tight end, I don't think I want to go to the Ravens. Some in that water when it comes to tight ends and just season ending injuries. Like, God.
Because the last one.
Like every time I was like, another tight end hurt again?
I mean, you had Dennis Pitta for a bit.
A long time, and he got hurt.
But the best tight end they've had who's been healthy was Todd Heap. That was it.
Yeah, for a minute.
That was it. And that was a long time ago.
Okay, Ed Dixon, and he got hurt all the damn
time. He was never consistent enough. And
He got banged up.
He got banged up. And Dennis Pitta always hurt. They down to Crockett Gilmore. Son of a bitch. So if you want a super sleeper, there you go at tight end.
Oh, man.
Because he's the only tight end they got left.
Oh, man. And they scheduled a versus Buffalo at Cleveland, at Jacksonville.
That's very light.
Yeah, versus Oakland, versus Washington, and then they got...
They could start off 5-0.
Yeah, and then they got back-to-back in New York at Giants, at Jets. Week 8 by...
Interesting.
And then
mm-hmm.
Week 9 versus Pittsburgh, 10 versus Cleveland, 11 at Dallas, 12 versus Cincinnati, 13 versus Miami, 14 at New England, 15 versus Philly, and then you got to end it at... Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
Of course. That's how we do things. They always end up playing each other. Especially, yeah. I was hoping they ended it with Pittsburgh, but it's all good.
Yeah, they do have a nice.
They got a nice start.
Schedule, and yeah, they can start off and get the ball rolling.
That's a little bit. That's a rough finish, though.
Yeah, that is a rough finish for them. Very rough. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to these Steelers. Pay the man.
Seriously.
Just
because
ESPN
man.
Don't have him ranked as high as don't mean
he number one.
Yep. By far.
Don't let him drop to 5 in my fantasy league. I'm about to kill these fools right now.
Because you still got, you know, of course, Ben Roethlisberger back there chucking it up. Mobile quarterback.
I'm just saying. Know,
injury like a month ago, but he's still mobile and hard to take down.
D'Angelo Williams should be solid replacement for Le'Veon Bell. Look, I don't expect Le'Veon Bell to be terrible, but I just have questions with Le'Veon Bell. No, his decision-making and his health.
Man, because he produces. It's just, can he stay healthy?
Can he stay healthy? Don't know.
Opposite Antonio Brown. Of course, you got Marcus Wheaton, who has an opportunity now, once again.
Marcus Wheaton has had an opportunity for the last 4 years. I ain't drafting him no more. I've tried and swung for the – and watch this be the year he balls.
Yeah.
And you got Eli Rogers as a slot guy who came out of nowhere this preseason to take Sammy Coates' job. Like, oh, my God.
Ladarius Green moved on from San Diego here. I know he's out.
Well, is that we just don't know. Because it's like, well, my knee hurts, and then reports are coming out that he might have to retire because of concussions. You're like, what's real? What's the truth?
Mm-hmm.
So avoid him in drafts, folks. Avoid him in your fantasy drafts. pick him up off the waiver wire.
Yeah. Now, if he's one of them, oh, he at the very bottom. He need a backup tight end. Like, there you go.
What else? Offensive line wise, I mean, they're solid.
Still got the Marquise Pouncey.
Still got Marquise Pouncey. Still got David DeCosta.
DeCastro,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, their offensive line is still pretty good. Mm-hmm. Defensively, we'll see. It's been question marks, man. They're not that same Steeler defense anymore. Try to influx some youth in there, so we'll see if Jarvis Jones and.
Yeah.
And who's my dude from last Lawrence, year? What? You still got Lawrence Timmons, but who's my dude from last year? Bud Dupree,
yeah.
If he can get after it, I mean, they've got potential.
Jones, Cortez, Will Allen.
They still got, I mean, a decent defense, but
it's just not.
It's not that Steeler defense. It's not that normal Steeler defense.
Having to rebuild it.
Yeah.
So, but I still think you know, good enough to keep themselves in the mix for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Their schedule. You start off at Washington versus Cincinnati, at Philly versus Kansas City versus the Jets, at Miami versus New England. Then going into the bye, that's a nice get that W heading in.
Mm-hmm.
Although Brady should be, you know, he'll be back fresh. Is this a? It's an afternoon game. Okay, I was like, this sounds like one of them night games. Come out from the bye, week 9 at Baltimore, then versus Dallas, at Cleveland, at Indianapolis, versus the Giants, at Buffalo, at Cincinnati, week 15, versus Baltimore, and end versus Cleveland.
Very winnable games.
Winnable.
So, again, I expect them to compete for the number one spot.
Yeah,
I mean, if you got Antonio Brown, you got enough.
Yeah, I mean, that, and you got Cincinnati, I see them going 2-1 after before Le'Veon come back.
Yeah.
I mean, really, outside of Cincinnati and that New England, you know, that should be
good.
Should be pretty good. Fighting for it once again.
Yep.
And then these Bengals.
They're just frustrating, dude, because you're like, God dang, talent-wise, y'all should be better than this.
Yep. You know, starts with at the quarterback position, Andy Dalton. Of course, you know, he still ain't done it, so he's still going to get this.
I have doubts.
I mean.
He got hurt in the playoffs last year. You were like, oh, my God,
so
dude.
So bad for him, too, because it was like right before the playoffs. Oh, he's hurt. Like, like really? Finally,
it was
my team
finally
rolling.
About to happen.
You felt like they look. It feels like they ready
this day year.
To get this W. Oh, and he's hurt. Like, you motherfucker.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, you got that. You still got the backfield of Jeremy Hill, Giovanni Bernard, which, you know, supposedly now it's no Hugh Jackman. So they keep saying it's going to be a lot more of running going on this season.
Yeah, we'll see.
A.J. Green, money, you know, but they lost a lot of folk.
Yeah.
So Brandon Tate's your other side. Right now, Tyler Eifert is hurt. He's supposed to be back, what, like week 6 or something ridiculous?
Something like that.
You know, offensive line still doing this thing. If they get this power running game going, you can get some Jeremy Hill going. You know, God, he was frustrating to pick last season. He wasn't doing jack. He's back there. defense still solid. They can keep their head on straight.
Yeah.
You know, bounce with the –
Well, Vontaze Burfict is going to be Vontaze Burfict. But you still got Geno Atkins in the middle. You still got Carlos Dunlap. I mean, they've got the requisite weapons. Mm-hmm. They are going to miss Reggie Nelson in the backfield for sure.
Yeah, because he's banged up. Yeah, but I mean, they're still solid as I don't know what. Still probably the.
I know. I still expect them to be a good team.
No, I think so too. It's, you know, they play well so long. You're just like, all right, well, we need to see it in the playoffs.
Yeah,
don't matter what you do in the regular season anymore. And then their schedule start off at the Jets, at Pittsburgh, versus Denver, versus Miami, at Dallas, at New England, versus Cleveland, versus Washington, then a bye week 9. After that, at the Giants, versus Buffalo, at Baltimore, versus Philly, at Cleveland, versus Pittsburgh, at Houston, and then ends versus Baltimore. So, tough one out the gate.
Yeah.
Do not get behind the eight ball. With the Steelers in this division.
Well, they definitely don't want to because they always seem to be neck and neck with Pittsburgh. Son of a bitch! He changed the draft!
He changed the draft order?
Changed the draft!
How did that happen?
He changed it to next week, asshole!
He didn't tell y'all?
No! I'm sitting here, I'm like, it's 1:45, how come my draft ain't going? Then I look at the date again, it's like it changed all of a sudden. You motherfucker.
You was all ready to.
I was ready to kick their ass. That's fine. I'll delay it by a week. Whatever. See, they ain't ready for me. It's all good. It is all good. Yeah, but for Cincy, I mean, I still expect them to have a really good season. Again, it's going to be between them and Pittsburgh to see who comes out on top of that division. I think Pittsburgh's going to end up winning the division. Antonio Brown is still such a deadly weapon. I mean, he's that dude. Le'Veon Bell will be back. I'm going to bank on him staying healthy this season. If he stays healthy, I think, you know, that's an additional weapon that they have. Marcus Wheaton, this is his time to shine. I'm like, Martavius Bryant's gone for the year, so you are the de facto number two guy, basically.
No more Heath Miller.
No more Heath Miller. So this is your real chance to shine. So I think they have enough weapons to get it done. I think their defense is going to do just enough. So I think Pittsburgh is going to win the division about 11-5, 10-6.
Okay.
I think it's going to be very tough. I think Cincinnati maybe 10-6 just, but I think – Pittsburgh might win like by the games or whatever. Baltimore, I expect them to compete just because I like Baltimore. I think John Harbaugh is going to get that team to still compete regardless. I think they'll be maybe 8-8-ish. I think they're going to push, but I don't think they're gonna have enough. And then bring up the rear, Cleveland. I expect them to be maybe 5-11. I think they'll improve a little, maybe just because potentially on offense they could be really good, but. Yeah, I don't see them doing much.
Yeah, I got. I'm with you. I think the Steelers will come out this time. I don't expect Cincy to go 12-4 again. I think using Hugh Jackman is going to hurt a bit. I can see Pittsburgh getting the game up probably about 11-5. Bengals a drop couple. I can see 10-6.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely them two are going to be competing for this division.
Yes.
Baltimore, I think Baltimore can improve and at least be 8-8. They should be better than 5-11. Hopefully they don't have any more injuries. They should be solid. Yes, Cleveland, I think Cleveland will improve too. They should win a couple more games, 5-6 games. Slowly move up. It's just a division. It's tough.
Yeah, that division is always hard.
Yeah, we're getting close. We got a couple more divisions left to preview next week.
Yeah, buddy.
But, yeah, we're trying to, football is around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all ready.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. We coming back, hopping into some of these news with the NFL. You know, One team frustrated with quarterback situation already. We'll get into that and much more. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Holla.
Be sure to check us out on blackisonline.com.
All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
If you want to talk about some sports, some football, let us know your thoughts on the division. I know it's some brothers over at the Black Astronauts. Got a few of them brothers who be pulling for the AFC, NFC North. What y'all think? Hit us up via email to brotherslayman@gmail.com, Twitter at brotherslayman, voicemail 323-455-4219, and you can hit us up on the show page at the website blackisonline.com.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, Aaron, how about them Cleveland Browns? Holla!
Oh, he a Bengals fan. He from Cleveland.
Ain't you lit?
He's a Bengals fan.
Oh, can you say that in your city? I'm just wondering. I don't know.
I
don't know how that works. I don't know. But I guess the Browns have sucked for so long. People are like, I don't care. I ain't.
Girl, you're like, I'm not a Browns fan. Oh, I get to pick. I am being Cincinnati.
Oh, that's funny.
Man, so you got the NFL. You know, we getting close. We already told you about Ben Watson. It's just so many more that we got to talk about. But of course, you know, the biggest one, which is why I'm glad we didn't draft.
Cowboy fans got what they wanted.
Yep. Dak Prescott, come on down, because Tony Romo suffered a broken bone in his back, out 6 to 10 weeks. Compression fracture of the vertebrae.
I saw the hit. He got whopped.
But, yeah, he was like, man, he grabbed his back. You're like, oh.
You. But at the same time in your mind, you're like, I'm not even shocked. Like, stop playing, Mr. Glass. Like, he just, golly.
He toughs it out.
He's still a good quarterback. He just can't ever stay healthy. And it's ridiculous sometimes. You're just like, God damn.
Because it's been the ribs for so long. But once you get the back injury.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they know you weak in the back. If they run.
They come straight for it. They get a free shot.
They're going to hit you on the side or the back.
They taking it.
But, man, I know they happy. Some of them, but Cowboy fans, I get it. Son of a
bitch! I mean, look, let's just, and I'm going to keep this so 100. I know everybody was hooting and hollering about Dak Prescott. Let's keep a few things in mind. Number one, he was doing the preseason, okay? So the one advantage he does have is that he was playing more reps than Tony Romo was, so he has a little bit more experience on his plate than probably some of the other rookie quarterbacks. However, he is still a rookie. With a rookie running back behind him. So yep. Let's keep that in mind. You got two rookies at running back and quarterback. That doesn't happen very often. And there's a reason for that.
No, the line is still young. Oh, and speaking of your rookie running back, got spotted on camera going to a weed spot.
Now.
Or a weed store.
A weed dispensary.
Yeah, let me clarify. Like a weed spot. Because it ain't legal everywhere.
Yeah, I guess he went to a weed store. Nobody knows that. I mean, they said, you know, witnesses and things aside said he didn't buy anything. Mm-hmm. They said Jones. Possibly it could have been. I want to say he was like on the West Coast or something, And I think he was just visiting. He was like, I ain't never seen one. I want to see a fucking weed store. I don't know. Perception is everything. So, mm-hmm. I mean, of course, you know, it don't look good.
Yeah, Jerry Jones came out and was like, that's not a good look. And they keep saying he kind of diva-ish and likes the spotlight and all of that. And I'm like, and you playing for the Cowboys too? Ooh.
That's where he wanted to go.
Yeah.
And he said before the draft that's where he wanted to go. So, I mean, especially when, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence – Randy Gregory's dealing with pot. I mean, you still
got domestic violence issues. You know,
I mean, let's not forget your quarterback had a DUI, Mr. Prescott, which is why he dropped in the draft. So I mean, again, he's still a rookie.
Right,
and preseason defenses are so vanilla. They don't game plan for dudes. They just play. Mm-hmm. Now he's going to have teams actually game planning for him.
Yeah.
Different story. So yeah. don't be pissed off and want to throw something at your screen when the brother throws two picks in a row in his first start. Like, it just – most quarterbacks ain't throwing up 400 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions in their very first NFL start. Yeah. It doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, I mean
– he's going to struggle.
Right. You should feel good.
He's going to struggle.
You've seen some positives.
But I'm keeping it so real.
Right. So you should at least feel better than how you felt last season. Like, okay, we've got somebody who we believe – is going to be good over time. But you do – look, you don't want this.
He's a rookie.
You don't want this.
No.
It's like with your squad. You're like, look, I want to
– I would love –
preferably he come in – you were like, look, Tony Romo get hurt week 12, 13. Fine. Okay, because he's been watching Tony Romo. Tony Romo been talking to him. He can kind of see. But it's like, all right, now you're getting baptized by fire. And I don't care if you're a first-round pick. That's not – the easiest thing to do.
And he's a fourth round pick. So that makes it even harder.
You know, but now there's all this hype. And you're in Dallas. Well, because with that star on your helmet.
And part of it, too, is because Russell Wilson was a third round pick. Mm-hmm. And he, look what he did. But I'm like, Russell Wilson didn't go to Super Bowl his rookie season.
Yeah.
I'm like, he was pretty good, you know, but he's going to struggle. He's going to make mistakes. And I just hope. Which is not going to happen, but the Dallas Cowboy fans need to temper their expectations. They like, he need to take his job. Well, you got what you wanted.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. Don't be pissed off if y'all win five games. I'm just saying.
Don't blame it on – well, hey, why is it turning around my fault? Y'all said y'all had the next dude.
And now, pass rushers are licking they chops, boy. Mm-hmm. You got a rookie back there? Mm-hmm. I'm lighting them up. Welcome to the NFL. Welcome. You got two rookies back there? That means your running back better be good in pass protection to protect this quarterback. Because I'm coming.
Oh, you know they looking tops.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Hit that ass.
I'm whooping that ass.
Other injury news. Falcons first round pick. Keanu Neal, safety to have arthritic knee surgery out 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, they said he got hurt on a non-contact injury. So, of course, first thing I thought was, oh, he tore his ACL. But luckily it didn't happen. So, you know, good signs for them. But, yeah, they need him back. He's like their Cam Chancellor of their defensive backfield. So, they need him.
Let's see what else. Yeah, Texans rookie center Nick Martin, second-round pick. Expected to miss the season due to ankle surgery.
Oof.
And their left tackle, Dwayne Brown, is not ready for week one. Possibly might be put on the PUP list. Like,
oh, Brock Osweiler got – woo, he better be ready. Because not only does his blind side gone, now his center gone.
Yeah, see, and I heard things with Lamar Miller. And he's like, oh, less holes to run in.
Yep. Ooh, shit.
Yes, it's rough. the news, Chargers defensive lineman Damian Square suspended 4 games for violating substance abuse policy. He missed the test.
Do y'all not keep your phones on you? Do you not check messages? Like, I don't get this with all these missing tests. Fine, you knew you were going to get caught then. That's what it is. To me, it's one of the two. You knew you were going to get busted, so you were like, fuck it, I might as well not go and just leave us to wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just that dumb that you just don't check messages. One of the two.
Yeah. Patriots traded, and they keep making trades. Traded former starting center Brian Stork to the Redskins for conditional 7th-round pick.
Dude, after he got traded, like, people from the media came out and was like, he is such an asshole. And I was like, I didn't even know that. But they're like, he's an asshole to the media. Which I was like, oh. And they were like, yeah, we ain't missing that. I was like, dang.
Okay.
Plus, he had a history of concussions.
Yeah.
So that didn't help. That's why they only got a 7th-round pick for a starting center. Like, because we'll see.
Good news for Rams fans. They signed Tavon Austin, 4-year, $42 million extension. 30 of it guaranteed. I don't know. That's a lot.
Well, this is, for me, this is, again, this is kind of going to what I was talking about with them guaranteeing, fully guaranteed contracts. You're looking, I mean, yeah. more than about three quarters of his contract guaranteed. So I'm like, it looks like we're trending in that direction. Yeah. Where dudes are just going to guarantee the whole money. But for his contract specifically, 30 mil guaranteed a lot for a gadget type dude. Yeah. Like, he's not a number one guy per se. And
no, he's not a number one receiver. Yeah. He's a punt returner, you know. But now in a league where they're de-emphasizing returns a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so it's hard to pay for a dude whose real skill is in special teams, and
he's like Percy Harvin.
Yeah, and the league feel like they're trying to get rid of special teams.
Yes, that's what it feels like.
Go for it on fourth down. That's how I feel. Raider fans, Oakland Raiders the Raiders have filed for a Las Vegas Raiders trademark.
Oh snap!
What up, Sean? I know you like, bring them here. Fine with me. Baylor was like, I'll be heading to Vegas.
Yeah, baby, like, I'm going to Vegas. Ain't nothing but a 4-hour drive. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, buddy.
Ooh, baby, we might have to take a road trip.
Them lines going to be. That traffic is going to be stupid. Going to Vegas.
I'm saying, Baylor, if they there, man, hey, we might have to hook something up when them Broncos come.
Oh, I'm there.
We might have to make a weekend trip.
Oh, I'm there. I'll be there. Let's go.
That might be fun.
Yeah.
And what's not fun is our last part of NFL news. The Chargers have pulled their offer off the table for number 3 overall pick, defensive end Joey Bosa. What the hell is going on?
So, I know people have probably read everything. Let me just break it down in layman's terms.
All right.
So, when it comes to these rookies' contracts, pretty much the rookies want one of two things. They want their signing bonus up front. Or they want offset language, which means if a team chooses to release them after their fourth year, they still get paid.
Mm.
They can sign with another team and still get paid from both teams, basically.
Mm.
San Diego is, and most times you get one or the other. We'll either give you your signing bonus or we'll give you the offset language. You get one or the two. San Diego, in a sense, sounds like they ain't doing any of that. It sounds like they're like, well, we'll give you a large portion of your signing bonus, not the whole thing. But, you know, we want the offset language in our favor as well. And it sounds like his representatives are like, no. Every freaking draft pick has gotten one or the other. We getting one or the other. Mm-hmm. And they're taking their stance. So, in a sense, I'm not mad at Joey Bosa's representatives. To me, San Diego looks stupid. Because they're just like, and then coming out publicly and putting all this out that, you know, we made him the highest paid this and the highest paid that. And it's like, okay.
Well, that's what they do. That for them, they're like, they're basing it off of what they do with their picks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yo, we giving you the money, but this is how we do.
Now, I've listened to First Take. And shout out, I will say, Max Kellerman has done much better than I thought, than I gave him credit for doing. He's actually pretty good. He made a very good point. San Diego hasn't picked in the top three in how many years?
Yeah.
So when it came to the lower draft picks, yeah, it's a little easier to finagle and get your way. When you're talking about a top three draft pick, there's a lot more money involved. Yeah, I want all my signing bonus. Or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is how all the former number 3 overall picks, they've all gotten it. Why I can't get it? And I get San Diego wants to do their thing. But in a minute, they're going to have to do some compromise because he can just not play and just go in the draft next year.
Yeah, I was going to say that's what's
going on. And San Diego just gets nothing.
Mm.
So figure it out.
Yeah, because at this point,
you're looking stupid. And yeah. They always seem to do this with their draft picks. They always headbutt with their draft picks. Mm-hmm. Their management team sucks.
Some people always have issues.
Remember AJ Smith?
Yeah.
Hate those fools. They treated who's my boy that got him, the coach who kept getting him to the playoffs? Schottenheimer. Marty Schottenheimer.
Yeah.
They gave him the runaround. And he was producing for that team. Like, their management has a bad history and a bad track record, dude. So, I am so happy Joey Bosa is standing his ground. I hope he does. I hope they cave. And if they don't, I hope I hope he goes back to the draft next year.
He's got family in the NFL, so he knows you got to try to get as much money as you can.
Well, and you know, unlike you know, some dudes, some brothers who come from not necessarily affluent backgrounds, he is in a position where he can kind of afford it.
And his father did the same thing.
His family got some money too. It ain't like they poor and they starving, so he can afford to sit out, keep training, keep working, go in the draft next year if y'all don't want me then. Yeah. And his mama came out and was like, "Well, shit, you should have you need to pull an Eli Manning." That's what he doing, baby.
Should have been like, "I don't want to come to San Diego." And then it'd been like, "All right, well, we'll figure it out." Yeah, and I just seen on the news doc for these Chargers, running back Brandon Oliver. Mm-hmm. The Achilles injury.
Ooh, they said in the video you could see it pop. Ooh. I was like, "Ooh, he out for the year."
Ooh, yeah, be out for extended period.
That means like, for the year, probably.
He out 8 to 10 weeks. I'm like, oh, he ain't.
Yeah,
that's rough, dude. Ooh. Sorry, Charger fans, it just doesn't get good.
Nope.
Moving on to the NBA. John Wall admitted that he and Bradley Beal sometimes tend to dislike each other. And Bradley Beal seconded that.
That was weird. Just because I'm like, so how are y'all supposed to coexist? I mean, well, let me not say that. I mean, it's understandable y'all butt heads. Mm-hmm. Y'all both are two alpha males. Y'all, you know, you want to do your thing. I mean, we've seen it many times in the NBA. It's just... It's weird. I don't know, cause it like Shaq and Kobe. You knew they didn't like each other, but I don't know.
It's different when you got positions like that. It's not, you know, it's like, all right, we got Westbrook.
Maybe that's what it is.
It's difficult to do when you got two studs.
Well, my thing is too. I guess with Kobe and Shaq and Westbrook and Durant, they're all top five players. Yeah. In their era, these two are like, y'all ain't up. Yeah. Well, except for the room out of Kentucky who thinks John Wall number one. But y'all really ain't like...
Right. This is a great young backcourt.
Y'all a good young backcourt, but y'all really ain't in a position where it's like, well, I'm going to dictate this and I'm going to dictate that. It's like, what have you done?
Right. You got to figure out how to play well off each other. Like just two alpha males. They both want a shot. They both arguing. You know, maybe having a guy like Scott Brooks, having a new coach.
Who dealt with this.
Yes, who maybe can, you know, figure out the best way to use them both at the same time. Because it's tough. You know, last year it was Yo Squad with Rose and Butler, and they're saying all the right things. And then come in the season, somebody got to go.
And my only thing with Wall is he got to stay out of people's pockets. Because here's his quote. "Now that you have your money, you have to go out there and improve your game. I want you to be an all-star just as much as I'm an all-star. If we were playing well as a tandem, like the other two superstars that play together as a backcourt play as a tandem, one night it's going to be his night, one night it's going to be mine. Some nights it might be both of us. Those nights it's going to be tough to beat us." You didn't have to necessarily bring up his money.
Right.
I think he is so bitter that dudes that he thinks... He's better than,
right.
Or that he is better than, is getting paid more money than him.
Now, he's come out and, you know, tried to shoot that down because it came out about he got mad at James Harden extension. Like,
stop getting out of people's pockets.
Like, first of all, once your time is up,
you're going to get paid.
You're going to get another big contract if you keep winning. And it's like, dude, you're the point guard, so you can't be the one making all the damn baskets. You got to use Bradley Beal. Granted, Bradley Beal's been hurt a lot.
Yes.
So, I get it, but y'all got to make...
Y'all got to make do, man. Y'all got to make peace.
Because then, like, what other backcourts? Like, because I'm thinking Golden State, there is a pecking order. That's very obvious.
Chicago, you saw they got rid of that backcourt.
Yeah, that was tough.
Because the similar thing came out with Butler and Rose, and you were like, almost one of them got to go.
You could say Portland, but we know.
Well, they work well together.
Right, but we know it's a pecking order.
Yeah.
CJ McCollum going to get his, but you know the number one guy on the team and he knows Damian Lillard.
Know that.
They both feel like they are. Even you could say, okay, Toronto. I was like, okay, that would be a nice comparison because they both play, but they figured it out.
Yeah, they play off each other well.
Right. You need to ask them. how the best way, you know, to do it. Because DeRozan is more of a scorer, you know, but, you know, he... Yeah, Lowry knows he's right. Knows he's point.
And DeRozan and more of a three, or is he a two?
Yeah, but he's a, like he, you know, his job is to score.
Yeah,
and you know Lowry knows he's the leader. He has to. It's not just about him getting his.
Yeah,
he got to set up.
Yep.
So hopefully they can figure that out, and it's not too much more of this going on.
Now what the fuck is wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with me. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, we don't. We don't need any of that.
Oh, my gosh.
We got so many what fucks. This could probably get thrown in there, but bringing it up. I know Spirit got something to say about this. I know this coming on Hoopla. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant said his time with the Olympic team was therapy. Because I didn't have to think about, you know, everybody talking about this move to Golden State. Like, why do you keep talking about it?
He's getting to the point where, I'm feeling about him like I felt about LeBron. Yesterday, just shut the fuck up. Like, he's just talking now. And to me, he's basically showing that he's sensitive and that he want the whole world to like him. Mm-hmm. And he made a decision where now everybody don't like him and he don't know how to handle it. It's like, goddamn, dude, like you're the one who always talk that smack. I don't care about what people say and it don't matter to me and blah blah blah. Yet when you make a choice and everybody's not happy with the choice, I need to get away and all this. I'm hiding in my house for 2 days. Like, grow up. I'm sorry. Grow the fuck up, man.
I didn't have to hear about it. I'm like, dude, you were the number one free agent.
God.
And you decide. I'm like, you're the number one free agent. You're the number two best player in the league. And you decide to leave a championship contending team for the team who broke the record for most wins in a season and was one win away from repeating as champions. Yes, people are going to have a problem with everybody. Is yo damn state that you was in? Everybody in Oklahoma is pissed. Okay,
dude. And I was going to say this for one of my what the fucks, but I got to even just throw this out there. Durant, Oklahoma, is filing a petition to have the name changed to Westbrook because they don't want you there. That's how mad they are at you. They want the city name changed. I mean, dude, you rubbed people the wrong way. Nobody gave a shit about you leaving. Nobody. Nobody cared about you leaving. The fact that you went to the team that doesn't need your ass, that kicks your ass, and that already won championships is the reason everybody's mad. Because it seems like, well, I'm just going to take the easy way out. You don't want to have to work hard for it. Fine. Fine. Accept that you made that decision.
Dude, you went to a team.
And deal.
You went to a team with three all-stars. And the team has been better. They've been the top team in the West the last two damn seasons.
They don't need you.
The last 2 years, they've won 67 and 73 games. And made the finals both motherfucking times.
And I'm sorry. Look, I know DeAndre Jordan ain't Kevin Durant. But when he reneged last year, he got shitted on. Mm. And he didn't go hide for 5 days. He owned up to eight. He accepted it.
He couldn't leave the damn house because Clippers was there.
Well, he got barricaded in. That's a different story. Right. It wasn't like, oh, I'm hiding in the house.
Look, you've been working out with this dude for so many damn years. Holla at your boy LeBron. Hey, man, how can I handle this? Because Jesus Christ, man. Look, just how Andy Dalton getting his, you getting yours until you change your attitude.
You scared? Yeah, you scared, ain't you, bitch, nigga? I can smell the bitch in you. Ooh, that bitch is bitch.
Stop.
Golly.
Stop it.
Just stop talking about it. Like, stop bringing up.
You sound like RG3.
God, it's
just. That's, it feel like every time somebody say something a little bit, you got to respond.
It's like, so just what? Don't say anything. If you really don't care, then don't say nothing.
Yeah. Please, man.
God. Stop. Shut up, bitch. Seriously, just be quiet.
And, man, other with basketball. Jim Boeheim doesn't feel that Carmelo Anthony was going to win the ring. Now, I did read his lines.
I did, too.
He didn't blame it on Carmelo specifically. He's just like, the GM's trash.
Yeah. He was like, he's never been, and I got the quote right here. He said, he's unlikely to win an NBA title. He's never been on a team that ever had, that even had a remote chance of winning an NBA title. Mm-hmm. As a player, all you can do is try to make your team better, and every team he's been on
he's made them a lot better. So then he brought up, like, what did he say? Denver hadn't done anything prior to him getting there, and he took them to the playoffs. They weren't going to beat the Lakers or the Spurs. In those years, they won the championship most of the time.
Right.
Which is the truth.
Yeah. That during that time period, it was the Lakers or the Spurs, and you had to go through both of them. So, okay. It's like being in the East. Oh, well, you got LeBron James
there. And then he said he wants to win in New York. I know the general opinion is if new additions, Joakim Noah and Derrick Rose, are healthy, then they'll be a better team. It's just a question of if they will be healthy. They've been off and on the last 2 years. They've both been hurt. I think if both those guys are healthy, it certainly would make a big difference. And Kristaps Porzingis would continue to progress. If those things happen, they can be better.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Yeah, like I said, I'm not the one bashing it. Because there's many people who are like, if he want to win, he got to leave. I'm like, he want to win in New York.
And I hate, now, you I hate now, these headlines sometimes.
You could, if you want to get mad and feel like, well, he forced his way over there. He could have. Oh, he could have? How do you know? How do you know he could have? It's like, oh, how do you know he was going to? Yes, he could have went. Yes.
He could have went to Chicago.
Yeah, Westbrook could have said, you know what? I'm going to just wait and get big money instead of just waiting. But okay, he ain't left. I mean, he could have been like, you know what? I'm leaving. And well, they can't do nothing because he got all the money. Well, nigga, I'm the star. What you gonna do? Oh, so you want me to be Dwayne Wade? Let's pay this dude, this dude, this dude. Then maybe we'll pay. No, we need you to take less. Take less money. Come the fuck on, man. Come on. Look, I want the Knicks to do well.
I do too.
It's the Knicks, it's like the Raiders. In it, when you got a big market team, that's a well-known team. That's good. Like, even if the Cowboys, I hate seeing the Cowboys trash.
But I love to hate them.
When the Cowboys are good.
You love to boo them.
Right.
I love booing them.
People like booing Duke. What happens if Duke all of a sudden sucks?
It's not fun anymore. Exactly. It's not fun.
I'm making fun of them, but they actually are trash. Okay.
If Dallas was 11-5, it'd be so much more fun booing them than if they're 5-11. I'm like, well, they're booing themselves. Yeah. Like, I don't got to do nothing.
Yeah, I hope he can get some talent.
I want them to be relevant because I want to kick their ass in the playoffs. I want Chicago to play New York.
And that was funny.
And I want Derrick Rose to get his ass kicked.
And the funny thing is, if he had actually left to go to the Bulls or wherever,
he'd be with Derrick Rose and Noah anyway.
And then it'd be like, oh, see, he wanted to go to New York, but then he left. And now New York don't have nothing. You're like, well, what? You shit on him for staying in New York and taking money. And then if he left, you'd have been like, oh, now you left New York with nothing. I thought you wanted to come to New York.
You damned if you do.
Trade over
damned
here.
If you don't.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Leave it alone. Leave him alone. All y'all college football fans, it is around the damn corner.
Oh, man, it is.
Man, I can't wait.
Yes. Oh, it's big. It started. Well, there's been a few games.
Okay.
Not high-profile ones, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, we got
the big North Dakota State played last night or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, going in, you know, preseason rankings don't mean much. I'm just giving you the top. Alabama's number one. Mm-hmm. This AP top 25. Clemson's two. Oklahoma's third. Florida State fourth. LSU fifth. Ohio State sixth. Michigan seven. Stanford eight. Hey, Pac-12. Tennessee nine. Notre Dame 10. I'm looking at other one. Michigan State's 12. Washington 14. UCLA 16.
You say Washington?
Yep.
It's 14?
The Dubs, yep. 14.
Go ahead, Huskies.
Georgia, who's feel like Georgia's L. Hey, when are they never not pre-ranked?
Shout out to Athens, UGA. Go ahead.
Georgia's 18. The Lou.
Hey, Louisville.
Louisville 19.
Shout out.
USC 20. And North Carolina 22. Baylor fell all the way down to 23. Oregon 24. In Florida, 25. All right.
Hey, okay. Shout out to Luke Del Rio, son of Jack Del Rio, who's going to be starting in Florida.
Mm.
Get it done, son.
And then, you know, for the game, the big game's coming up.
Alabama SC.
This weekend. Yep.
That's what we want. That's all we care about in L.A. right now. As far as college football, that's it.
They got a game up the ass. They're Friday, Saturday.
Oh, they got 155 games. I don't know. We ain't got time to go through all.
No, I'm trying to pick out the big ones.
They got a bunch of them.
If they pull it up, shit. They don't want to. Okay, that's too many fun. Of course, you know what the big. Oh, Ole Miss number 4-11. Ole Miss number 4, Florida State. That's a good one. Number 2, Clemson and Auburn.
Mm.
Of course, the big one, number 20, USC at Bama. Ooh. Everybody's gonna be watching that.
At Bama.
Yeah.
Mm.
I would hope, but I
doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for you, but I doubt it.
I have doubts.
And you got number 18, Georgia at number 22, North Carolina.
Mm.
Number 5, LSU at Wisconsin.
Mm.
Number 16, UCLA at Texas A&M.
Hey, Josh Rosen, let's go.
And then you got number 3, Oklahoma at Houston. Okay, that's not bad. Bowling Green at Ohio State, way to start stuff off. Hawaii's going to Michigan, number 7.
Yeah.
Harbaugh about to go dumb. Kansas State at number 8, Stanford. It could be exciting.
Yeah.
And then y'allville, Charlotte coming to Louisville, Inspector W.
So,
I'm ready for college football. I'm ready for football, period.
Hell yeah.
Let's get it underway.
Let's go.
And so now, man, let's moving on to the next segment.
All right.
5 minutes with Grandpa.
5 minutes.
What you got to say?
All right. This is going to be quick, fast, to the point. This is probably one of the most important 5 minutes I've ever done. Got to announce to the world, folks, I'm having a boy.
Hey!
Yes! Chris is having a nephew, ladies and gentlemen. It is official, like a referee with the whistle. Tweeted it out earlier, but now relaying it to y'all on the show. I am about to join the Father Club. Man, it feels good. It's exciting times. I actually went back and listened to a couple of podcasts that were done by you guys when Aaron from Black Astronauts was having his daughter being born. And then I listened to the other one, which you guys did with Spirit and them, about being dad. So, I mean, it was real cool to hear, and especially being able to kind of semi-relate now that I'm kind of in that position and, you know, trying to do the right things and take the next steps to make sure we're prepared when this new little person comes into the world. But
yeah, buddy.
I'm geeked. I'm excited. And, you know, that's my 5 minutes. I'm about to be a daddy, y'all.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, had a nice celebration.
Yeah.
Announcing to everybody. You was gung-ho. It was going to be a girl.
Man, I so thought it was going to be a girl. I was like, I just felt it. But couldn't be happier. All I want is a healthy baby.
Oh, yeah. That's all that matters.
That's all I really want. But, you know, the fact that I'm going to have a little me running around here, a little great-grandpa running around, it feels good. No, I'm just playing. But I'm very ecstatic and very excited, man.
Nah, man, yeah, we may have to do an episode, bring some fellas in here to give you some advice.
Kind of school me on what I need to look out for.
Questions and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Since a lot of us had them recently. I know Bailey and her recently.
Bailey the great.
I know Teddy D. I know he's enjoying.
Oh, yeah.
He says all the time, because you can't find him on the podcast, but I ain't got time.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll address all that
when
the time comes. And, amen. But right now, yeah, man, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Happy for you.
Yeah, very excited. So.
Let's go into some more positive news. Do these awards.
All right.
So, of course, we're doing the good stuff. Always start off with the Norse Award.
Norse.
All right. After that Norse Award, which one you got?
All right. So let's see. First Norse Award, I'm going to give a shout out to Buffalo Bills tackle Shontrell Henderson, who battled his way back. He was fighting Crohn's disease.
Mm.
So he had lost a shitload of weight and was really just trying to battle his way back and to really just even play. I mean, you know, with some of these guys like Eric Berry, who was going through cancer, and, you know, some of these dudes, we tend to forget that they are just human beings like the rest of us, and they go through things as well. So for him to, you know, be able to bounce back from something like Crohn's disease and start playing football again, you know, shout out to that man for beating that deadly disease. And then next, Norse Award goes out to Michael Phelps. My son's going in the Olympics. Fuck what you heard. Michael Phelps retired, folks, and he about to live in a $2.35 million Arizona home.
Damn.
What? Yeah, the brother is chilling in Paradise Valley.
Hot ass
Arizona. Hey, he probably got AC up the ass though.
Oh yeah.
2.53 mil. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm like. For all y'all who's like my kid gotta be in football, my kid gotta be in basketball, I'm like, put your kid in the Olympics, homie.
You get possible
endorsements. 2.53 mil. He's retired now. He can just chill.
He gonna do something.
And he's like 35.
He gonna do something still, but
oh my gosh, that's what I'm trying to do. I think he said he's gonna serve as an assistant coach for Arizona State's swimming team.
Oh, okay.
So
hey man, if it ain't for Olympics, you can get some scholarships.
You can get money.
Get
a job. Do something.
Some good for exercise purposes.
So man. Last but not least, Beast Mode still making headlines. So Beast Mode was doing, signings. He was signing, different things here and there. Somebody brought a Patriots sweatshirt and had him sign it. And he signed it only the way Beast Mode can sign it. First of all, he scratched it or tried to scratch out Patriots. Right. And he put Seahawks underneath. And then he wrote, Beast Mode, bitch. Or excuse me, Beast Mode, you bitch. On the front of the sweatshirt. So I'm like, even in retirement mode, Beast Mode is still Beast Mode. He still don't like the damn Patriots. Damn! Beast Mode, you bitch. If I'm old dude, I am getting that thing sealed in a glass fucking like safe. Cause I'm like, I'm getting that thing hung on my wall. Look what Beast Mode wrote on my shirt.
Mm-hmm. That shit is funny. He don't be giving up.
I don't give a fuck.
That's why you love the man, Beast Mode. That's all I got. All
right. That's something. I don't have one, really.
What?
I couldn't think of one today. So I'm going to give a shout out. I'm going to give my Norse award to you, my sister-in-law. Make the announcement. Having a nephew.
Yeah.
You know, I have some, via marriage with KC. We got about, Jesus Christ, like 8 or something.
This your first by blood.
Yeah, first by blood. Eli's excited. He was I knew it. I called it.
Yeah, he was like, I want a girl.
Yeah, Spirit, he was doing
I got 8 cousins.
He was doing a Jonathan. I called. I told you. I told you.
He was like, I got 8 girl cousins. I want a boy. Yeah. Like, all right. Yeah, so he's definitely geeked and excited.
Yeah,
appreciate that, my son. I'm happy for y'all, man. Appreciate definitely. That. One more Norse award on behalf of Chris. Ryan Lochte has lost his sponsorship with Speedo.
Oh, well, sir.
Yes! It's rolling, baby. Let's go. And I think he got called down to Brazil to appear. Yes, sir. You reap what you sow. But that's it.
All right. You got to be smarter than that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. So let's head on out to some of these good old goodies.
Oh, yeah.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right. I have a few.
Okay.
I know some of us, we have both of them, but one, social media craps on James Harden's new shoe.
Dude.
I couldn't see. I was like, all right, this is I don't see no Adidas. Yeah, I saw that picture. I was like, what the fuck is that? I was like, yeah, first of all, I'd rather get some regular ass Tim's. Them, I'm like, is that a boot?
Or is that like it a. Looks like.
Because shout out to my friend who I. Because he's going. I don't go shoe shopping for fucking name shoes like that. And then just like, oh, well, there's athletic shoe. You can get the LeBron athletic shoe, the basketball shoe, or you can get the LeBron regular shoe. I'm like, what the fuck is the difference? And I'm like, what is that? That's supposed to be the one I can wear out? They clown the shit. Look, it looks worse than it's just. It don't even look like. At least them ugly Currys were like, okay, I can work out in these shoes. They not fly, but I can build up a sweat in these shoes. Them shoes look. It look. They look. Whoever. First of all, whoever took the picture, I was like, why didn't y'all get like the best brand new shoe? Because that shit look like it's worn already. And it, who was the dude? The one picture had me rolling was
one thing.
And it was like, this who wearing the shoe, and this the dude from Mary Poppins. Like, the chimney sweeps. I'm like, damn. Oh, my God.
So here we go. Here's a few of them. One person tweeted, please stop making fun of the Harden shoe. It looks like it's already been roasted enough.
Oh!
Dang! Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
We got another good one.
Oh, fuck.
That's James Harden shoes make the Currys look like Jordan 6s.
Oh, damn.
Are these Harden shoes real? They straight look like the cheapest shoe on the back to school rack at Payless. Oh, man. Finally, Harden makes a basketball shoe for me, a waiter at Chili's.
Oh, snap.
James Harden's new signature shoe looks like it was inspired by a Dickens novel.
Oh, hold on. I'm like, damn, nigga.
I mean, Twitter went in. Folks, social media went in on his shoe, man. I mean, good Lord. Oh, that was funny.
Stop it. Stop it. I can't take it anymore.
Man.
Yeah, that was great.
That, shit like that is awesome. Roasted enough. Oof. It don't look like a new shoe. Oh, man. That shit look like it's worn.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, are these used? Like, they look used.
Just make a basketball shoe.
Oh, man.
Or do, if you want to make a boot, say, look, these are new James Harden boots. Nigga, son. But don't be like, this is the new. If you say this is a new fill-in-the-blank athlete shoe, especially if he's an NBA player, you're like, nigga, this is the NBA shoe. I can ball in these shoes. Oh, no, I can't. What else I got? Dodgers tie MLB record with putting their 27th player on a disabled list. God damn. You can't catch a break. 27 different players have been on the DL this season.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Hey, Clayton Kershaw, God knows when he's coming back.
I mean, Dodgers in.
So they in first, though.
Yeah, Dodgers in
by
first.
By two games, though. I think. Shout out.
I know they happy.
Yeah! Well, because it's crazy because you thought once Kershaw was down, they would. They would suck.
Yeah.
But it's been the polar opposite. They've been on a roll. This is what I mean, folks. When I say Kevin Durant, addition by subtraction. Sometimes when the star is gone, the team can turn it around. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And then my last one, and I guess not so funny news. The mother of Rams running back Trey Mason says he has a, quote, 10-year-old mindset after suffering mental damage from multiple concussions. And this dude has not had any contact with the Rams whatsoever. I think they showed a video where he was getting chased on his little four-wheeler and shit, ran into mama's house. I mean, it sounds sad. It sounds sad as hell.
It's scary because he showed no signs of this while he was at college. Even his first year in the NFL, he actually got some time and some run. He showed no signs of this behavior. Right. So if this is from concussions, that's scary.
Yeah. And they've asked, you know, what about him playing ball? And she just like, nigga, hell with that. He's like, you know what?
He got bigger than football.
It's CTE.
It's bigger than
you
that.
You know, all, you know, screw with it. Hell with that. And you're like, this is one of the fears people have with football. Because he ain't old.
He's
been in the league like, what, 2-3 years?
He's about 23, 24.
Yeah, he only been in the league a few years.
Yeah. This would have been his third year.
And it's
scary.
Yeah, man, it's sad. So, you know, I'm hoping for his sake. This is one of the situations where it's like, fuck football. Get better. So
get his life in order.
You can be there for your family.
Absolutely.
You can still live a healthy life. You can still do stuff with your life because there still is going to be life after. Even if you were healthy in your career and you played, you ain't playing 80 years in football. There's going to be life after football, and you just want to make the best you can out of it. So. I hope he can, you know, find some help he needs to get better.
I hope his parents
can
help him out. Because it sounds like he's mentally lost it. Mentally lost it. And that's a very, that's some sad shit.
Yeah, so that's all I got.
All right. So my what the fit. First one, I saw this yesterday and I was like, what the fuck? At a high school football game, there was a running back who kind of broke free and was on his way to score a touchdown. And then eventually was tackled at like the 5 yard line or something. The guy who tackled him was getting up and he pushed him down and then walked up and kicked him in the stomach. And it's like, what the hell? So the kid was ejected. He was suspended by the school. And it was just one of them things like, what the hell is going on here? So, I mean, there's really no more further explanation as to why he did what he did.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what the f-? I'm sorry. But if that's my son you kicked, we got a problem.
To come down there and talk if to you, boy. Yeah,
well, I'm going to have to say something to your parents or we going to get the fisticuffs because you better get your fucking son hitting my son.
Yeah, really, though.
Next, what the fuck? This one was just flat out weird. People are nasty. So it looks like somebody found a used mouth guard by Steph Curry and sold it at an auction. I wasn't mad at selling it, though, for $3,200. Who the fuck spends $3,200 on a used mouth guard?
That's nasty.
That's disgusting.
He gonna sign that shit?
My thing, right? I'm like, how you know that's from Steph Curry?
If it's $3,200, if I'm paying for it, yeah, how do you know it's Steph Curry?
I'm just like, $3,200.
Is this the one he threw at the fan?
Nah, they said this was in December 2015. I'm like, I guess some other stuff that was sold was a pair of Converse sneakers belonging to Dr. J and D. Wade's Final Four ring.
He said D. Wade's Final Four ring. Oh, okay.
I didn't realize he sold that. Okay. Right. So, yeah, that one, I was like, that's weird. The hell buys a damn mouth guard? It's disgusting. And then last but not least, I know we've been talking all about the potential of a possible lockout with the NBA. It never really hit me. The NFL could be possibly looking at a lockout soon as well. Steelers player rep Ramon Foster basically came out and encouraged their guys to save their money as much as they possibly can because that's the only way they're going to get what they want. He said, in quote, hit them in the pocket. That's the way money talks. And he's talking about how they can kind of get what they want in the CBA. He said to hit them in their pocket. That's the way that way money always talks. For us to do it, we have to save on our end. We just can't be blowing our money and not realize what's coming, especially with guys coming into the league now. It's coming. They've hired certain people on their legal team, the NFL has, and we have to be the type of players in union that's not borrowing money from banks and stuff like that to survive a lockout, a strike. That can't happen this time around. We have to be smarter this time around because there are a lot of things that we're going to have to be fighting for and a lot of things they're going to want and we're going to want too. So it looks like don't ask me why they signed a 10-year deal.
Yeah.
I was like, the fuck? Who signs a 10-year negotiation contract when you know things can change?
Yo, they've been
substantially in 10 years.
They've been making it sound like the players may, something's going to happen. They keep talking about they may have to get the union involved. They may have to just be like, you know what? We can't wait these full 10 years. We want to do something now.
And I think a big part of it is going to be Goodell's power and what he can really do with people.
Yes, because this whole, I thought, just make a damn rule for a punishment
for and domestic stick violence.
With it. Well, and I thought it was anything, one.
There was. You're supposed to get six games.
Yeah, like.
But, again, I don't know what happened with this situation. I don't know. I guess the wife
put on that stupid ass list.
The wife wasn't cooperating or whatever the case may be. I don't know. But from what she said, they've had 20 incidents.
Yeah, like
20 plus. I'm like, well.
And he got a game?
He got one game.
But I'm like, Ray Rice had two before anything came out. And his wife ain't say shit.
I'm just, you know, we keep saying, you know. White privilege. It does exist.
It's just like, yo, just get it. Like, look, if you get caught, busted, PED, four games.
It's easy.
I know that. What happened? He got spending four games. For what? PEDs? Okay. When you see suspension four games, you pretty much are like, he took drugs.
Yeah. He either took steroids or he was using.
He suspended 10 games. Oh, I guess he been busted twice.
Yep. Like, that one has got down to a science. Right. It's like, oh, okay.
Domestic violence. Roll of the dice.
Well, considering years past, they didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Let's put you on the paid leave suspension list, whatever that damn list
they
is called.
They used to just not do nothing. Like, they would kind of just
slap look, on the yeah, one look, game was about as much as
you might get fined.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, Jesus. So, I mean, they're making some progress, but yeah, I'm like, folks, get ready because we might not see in football for a little bit. Because
mm-hmm.
I know one of the big things they're going to want is similar to the NBA is after retirement care.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to see the NBA, especially when the NBA goes through their lockout. I keep saying it's going to happen.
The NFL's going to watch.
And if the players come out
on top
better than they where their situation was, which I believe they will. Mm-hmm. At this point, with all the money and the revenue, and they've got a stronger union. Let's just be honest. The NBA has a great union.
Yeah.
I don't hear anything great about the NFL union. From the players themselves, then they're like, you know what? This union got our back. They're like,
it's whatever.
It's what it is. So, yeah. Good luck to them.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's all I got.
All right. And with that, we want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you're checking out the other shows on the Black Is Network. Of course, The Break, hosted by my wife, Casey Layman. A friend of ours came through who's a LAPD officer, and we got to talk to him and kind of ask him questions about being a police officer, his role, what he thought about some of the shootings, just digging in there. So we just put out part one last week. It's probably going to be a 3-4 part. It's really good.
Yes.
It's really good.
It's
so
very, very interesting.
Yes. So you have to tune in and probably figure out and hear some things that you didn't know from that side. And you may not care because there's some of us who are like, I don't care what you're saying.
And I listened to it and I was listening to what he was saying and you're kind of like,
Okay.
He's
has to deal with both sides. Yeah. He's not saying all this is right.
Mm-hmm.
He's
and
basically
he came
like,
clear and he said, I mean, he admitted the thing in Minnesota was.
Yeah, he's admitted there's profiling, there's this and that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but he did.
And he handles the new recruits.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you in the police academy. Yeah, okay.
So that's it's some great.
It's
very
interesting.
Yeah, it's a very good insight.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. Also, turn my headphones up. Dropped that one last week. Make sure y'all check it out. You can listen to them on the website, of course, blackisonline.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, any place you listen to podcasts, you can find us there. If you want to get at us directly, any comments, feedback, trash talk, you know, any of that, you want tips for fantasy football, to ask Jonathan, any of that good stuff, you can reach out to us on Twitter, at Brothers Layman, via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Get at us.
Yeah, definitely want y'all to hit us up. Definitely appreciate you guys, the longtime listeners. Definitely want to thank you guys for keeping up with us for the long haul. For the first time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for checking us out to see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. If you got any fantasy questions, unless you are playing in one of my leagues, I will not answer them. but if you got any questions about fantasy, please feel free to ask, inquire, all that good stuff. Make sure you check out The Homie Spirit, he got a new show, it's called The Verse. Shout out to my sister-in-law who just did day one with White Jams.
Oh, it's called Verses.
Oh, Verses. Excuse me. but that White Jams was good.
I was good.
I was grooving, I must say.
That was the best one today.
Spirit, the song at the end, I was like, y'all better have played that song.
Can't forget, not in love anymore. Yeah. Oh, sorry, man. Baylor. Jonathan and I are different. I think. At this point, I think Casey's got the best one.
Well,
and I was on the show, so I'm not going to be biased.
That's until I'm on there.
Yeah, no, but
I definitely shout out to everybody. All them shows were good. Mm-hmm. Those music shows were good. But definitely want to shout out to you guys and definitely want to thank all you guys for keeping up with us and hanging out with us. And, you know, if you love the show, please. Give us some 5-star reviews. We do enjoy them. Mm-hmm. And then go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. I don't know. You know what? Tell the sun. Tell the moon. Tell the stars. Tell the universe. Tell my soon-to-be son. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
it feels good to be a gangster. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. A real gangster-ass nigga plays his cards right. A real gangster-ass nigga never runs his fucking mouth, cause real gangster-ass niggas don't start fights. And niggas always got a hot cap, showing all his boys how he shot him. But real gangster-ass niggas don't flex nuts, cause real gangster-ass niggas know they got him. And everything's cool in the mind of a gangster, cause gangster-ass niggas think deep. Up 365, ayo, 24/7, cause real gangster-ass niggas don't sleep. And all I gotta say to you, wanna be cocksucking pussy pranksters, is when the fire dies down, what the fuck you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Gangster, feeding the poor and helping out with their bills. Although I was born in Jamaica, now I'm in the U.S. making deals. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. I mean, one that you don't really know. Riding around town in a drop-top Benz, hitting switches in my black 6-4. Now gangster-ass niggas come in all shapes and colors. Some got killed in the past, but this gangster here was a smart one. Started living for the Lord and I last. Now all I gotta say to you, wanna be, gonna be pussy and cocksucking pranksters. When the shit jumps off, what the fuck you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
To be a gangster, a real gangster ass nigga knows the play. The real gangster ass niggas get the flies of the bitches. Ask that gangster ass nigga Little Shake. The bitches look at gangster ass niggas like a stop sign and play the role of Little Miss Sweet. But catch the bitch all alone, get the digits, take her out and end up hitting her ass with the meat. Cause gangster ass niggas be the game players and everything's quiet in the clique. A gangster-ass nigga pulls the trigger and his partners in the posse ain't telling off shit. Real gangster-ass niggas don't talk much. All you hear is the black from the gun blast. And real gangster-ass niggas don't run for shit. It's real gangster-ass niggas can't run fast. Now when you in the free world talking shit, you the shit. Hit the pin and let a motherfucker shank you. But niggas like myself kick back and peep game. Cause damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Got the world swinging from my nuts, and damn, it feels good to be a gangster.